And there's another saying, if you displease Allah by pleasing His creation, Allah will be displeased with you and He will make the creation displeased with you. And if you please Allah by displeasing the creation, Allah will be pleased with you and He will make the creation pleased with you. So the thing is that you need to please Allah and forget about the creation. Because if you do that, Allah will make the hearts of al-mu'mineen attracted to you. And that's what you want. I mean, why would you care about the hearts of al-kuffar, al-mushrikeen? That doesn't count anything. As a human being, you want, you might care for that, but is it the right thing? Allah Azza wa Jalla is promising you something better. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, if you make dhikr, if you remember my name in a gathering, I'll remember your name in a better gathering. Your name might not be on CNN or BBC, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning your name with a better audience. And that is the angels. So when Yunus alayhi salam made the dhikr from the depth of three darkness, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the sea, and the darkness of the stomach of the whale, the angels heard that voice and they recognized it. Why? Because this was a familiar sound to them. This was a familiar voice. He was always making dhikr of Allah, so Allah was always making dhikr of him. So the angels knew him. So they went to appeal for Yunus. They said, oh Allah, aren't you going to have mercy on him? He's stuck in the stomach of the whale. And the angels went to appeal for him. He had the best lawyers on his side. Who could you have as a better lawyer for you than the angels of Allah Azza wa Jalla? So Allah said yes. And Allah tells us why He saved him from the stomach of the whale. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ If it wasn't for the fact that he used to make tasbih to me before, he would have remained in the stomach of the whale until the Day of Judgment. But it's because of his former tasbih, his track record, his good deeds. Those good deeds helped him when he was in a moment of need. تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ Remember Allah in moments of ease, Allah will remember you in moments of difficulty. So Allah will bring the hearts of the believers closer to you. And it's a fact. Look at it. Whenever the media pick on a Muslim, the more they talk about him, the more beloved he becomes with the believers. It's an exponent, it's an equation. If they pick on somebody, the more they talk about that person, the more beloved that person would become. The most picked upon person in the world happens to be the most beloved person among the Muslims. That's the rule, always. So you want to care about the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the love of al-mu'mineen, and the way you do that is by taking your heart and giving it to Allah. Put your trust in Allah. Love Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make the servants love you. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not necessarily loved by all of the people. Some people loved him to death and some people hated him to death. He was a furqan. He was cursed. The media was speaking against him. They accused him of being a liar, a sorcerer, obsessed with jinn, crazy, a poet, a fortune teller, you name it. And the media would go around and you would find it on the front page in the beginning of every newscast. But look at Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam today. There's no man on the face of the earth who's more beloved than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's no name that is so frequently mentioned than the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name is the praised one. Allah has given him that name because that's the truth. And that meaning was fulfilled. At every single moment of the day or night, there is a minaret somewhere in the world that is saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. The people of his time, they despised him, they hated him, but look at the result. وَضَعَ لَهُ الْقُبُولَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ Allah Azza wa Jal has put the love of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hearts of people. Some people far away from Islam, but they would die to save the name of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to protect his honor. They might be drunk, they might be sinning, they might be far away from the religion, but when it comes to protecting the honor of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you don't mess around with them.